Area. So here we go. The topic, we're on page 123 at the top. Yesterday we dealt with what's called Alos HaShachar, and today we're going to deal with Netzach HaMa. Netzach HaMa is even a little bit more complicated. The Ramah has a definition which is slightly problematic. The Ramah says, on top page 123, Zman Netzach HaMa who, quote, Shi'ur Sha'achat Kodem She'ala Kol Guf HaShemesh Al Aretz, that it's an hour before the entire ball of the sun rises up. That being said, most people don't hold that way. Very interesting. People argue in this Ramah. If you take a look, the Bir Halacha says, I want to define it a little bit differently, and he says, Me'at shenikar tichot zrichata al olam, that a little bit, when the lights raise, that the liver of the sun is rising above the horizon. He says, Netzach HaMa hiyeh nekudah rishona ma'chama shemitchilat lehit notzet alolam. So the first rays of light, but not rays of light as opposed to the shachar, but it's actually the ball of the sun that's coming up over the horizon. V'zeh ra'inu sheshaman, that's what we refer to as vatikin. Now, and that's what he says. Yeshav m'shizman hu azman jubah shemesh mitchilat le'ra'ot. They could actually physically see the eyes, that your eyes actually see that sun coming up above. That being said, the Rav Moshe Chukachinsky, the great Talmud Chacham in the land of Israel, chishavet zman ba'amor li'rat ha'shemesh profet ekroni. So not that you actually see it, but that technically you could see it. And he's going to explain. Makom ba'mechushav hazman, kilu kol avak ukav. He says like this, no, pretend the whole world is flat. So it doesn't matter if you're in Thornhill, which is a little bit raised above, because we're the city above Toronto, or it doesn't matter if you're on a mountain, or you have to pretend as if everything in front of you is level. So no buildings, no mountains. Would you be able to see it or not? Not that from your vantage point, it can be seen. You follow? But there's some type of, no, pretend everything is flattened. He says, that is the time.
Problem when you're doing nates on top of a mountain in Israel.
So you can't go by what your mountain, because if you're higher up, you're going to have a different view of the horizon. We don't count the, because sometimes mountains can hide the sun. Now they actually see it. Netzach HaMa is called, so this is referred to as the Netz HaIsturonomy. This is the astronomical Netzach HaMa, or also referred to as Netz HaMishori. So this is the equal type of Netzach HaMa, which would mean that it would be the same time, wouldn't matter, it's all flat surface, where exactly you're located. And other people, it's not really going to matter. Meaning, so here are two nafkaminas. Is nafkamina what I can see, which would make a difference if I'm on a mountain, or if there's a mountain in the distance, or the opposite, or a valley? Or is it an astronomical time that takes into calculation as if it's a flat, and everyone's looking at the same vantage point? These are the two different ways of calculating what Netzach HaMa is. What's the difference practically? It can be a couple minutes. Right? It could actually be a couple minutes. And of course, this will deal with calculating your day. Because we calculate our day based on Netzach HaMa. Right? How many, when is Plaga Mincha, and when is Chatzo, so when is Mincha Gdola, all those things are calculated based on Netzach HaMa, so it has a little bit, it does a little bit of a difference, depending on when you calculate. And basically, and this is a big machloket also, because we know that, also, I think we know, the earth is not flat, the earth is rounded. So it also depends where you are in the earth. I know that, hopefully that's not like shocking to anybody. What controversial. Right. So it, depending on where, you know, even the curvature of the earth could have an impact on seeing the sun. So, and the truth is, I was talking to somebody, even Toronto potentially could have a different time than Thornhill. Again, if you're calculating hundredths of seconds, it's not going to be a difference of a minute. And if those of you that live in cottage country, right, so when you're in, 2 hours north of here, is going to have a difference between the time. In Toronto, again, we're not talking a major difference. When you break it down into 12 hours of the day, it's not going to amount to a whole lot, but just perhaps to keep in mind. Okay, let's end there for today.